The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Again, in the 10th chapter of John, he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ came into the world in order to establish life. The life that is full, the life in God, the life that is everlasting. In his wonderful revelations, and we are in the Epiphany season and speak of special epiphanies or revelations, but in all of his revelations, he was always dealing with life. Even to the greatest and most glorious epiphany of all, the revelation of life itself through his glorious resurrection from the dead, it was life that he was emphasizing. He was working, he was living, he was laboring, he was suffering so that you and I might have life. You know, the Lord said, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He has passed from death into life. Far too many people think that life begins when death, so-called, comes to an individual. No, friend, life is here and now, today, this minute. And that is one of the things that we see in the ministry of Christ. And particularly also in this great miracle, the very first of his miracles. He showed forth his glory. He manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed on him. You know, it's a strange way that he manifested his glory, don't you think? I read in the notes of a Bible, which seems to have the imprimatur of the moral majority. It says, now, here, this miracle does not indicate that the Lord approves alcohol, which is an evil and a vice and a shame. You know, you'd hardly expect the Lord to manifest his first manifestation of his glory at such a menial and low and trivial thing as providing wine. Especially after the people had drunk so much, they had used it all up. It is very simple to note the wonderful involvement of our Lord Jesus Christ in every stage and facet, form, and activity of life. Everything he did was related to life, your life. Now here was a wedding. The wedding was the beginning of that great unit of human living, the establishment of the ongoing creation of God. For it is through marriage that God continues the procreation and the creation of human life in a proper way. The beginning and the establishment of the nursery of life, the Christian home, the home where the little ones can grow in knowledge and in favor with God and with man. The Lord Jesus was there. How wonderful that he was. At the very beginning of this great important unit of life, the Lord was there to grace this marriage with his blessing and with his approval. And of course, he showed that approval and that blessing, and he gave his help in that moment, that contingency of a failure when the wine played out. Oh, you know the details. The wine played out. And you know how weddings were conducted in those days, quite different than now. If you have a reception today, you're happy when it's over with at 11 o'clock in the evening, you know. It's usually indicated in your program or in your invitation. But in those days, these receptions went on for many days, often a whole week. The wine played out. What an embarrassing situation for that poor groom. Here he had all his guests there, and zing, there was no wine. This would have been most embarrassing to him. It seemed like a small thing, but it was a great thing to that couple. The mother of Jesus recognized the embarrassment of this couple and brought it to the attention of Jesus, and Jesus indicated he knew all about it. He didn't need his mother to tell him what to do. It sounds like a very abrupt way. Woman, what have I got to do with you? Mine hour is not yet come. That seemed abrupt, but not really. The Lord simply told her, I am in charge. Forget it. Don't worry. And the Lord Jesus, in a wonderful way, took charge. And he turned the water into wine. And it wasn't with any spectacular hocus pocus and what have you. It was simply as the water was carried to the governor of the feast that it turned to wine. And it was good wine, better than Gallio or Taylor or Christian Brothers ever produced. And you know, it was a wonderful blessing for this couple. It seemed very trivial. Now, it seems strange that Jesus should show forth his glory for the first time in that way. It is very comforting to realize that no matter what happens to us, in what situation of life we may be, the Lord Jesus has taken care of it, and it is through him and with him that we also can find our help and our strength and our support. The Lord came to give life and to give it abundantly, to give it perfectly. You know, a lot of people think that that glory means putting on a great, big, tremendous exhibition of some kind. Some of the greatest things that Jesus did, he did in little things, as here. But little things are important. The one thing that we need to realize, not only does the Lord Jesus give his blessing to the marriage and the home in this particular instance where he showed forth and manifested his glory, but he wants us to realize that there is nothing in our life that escapes his attention or that does not merit his help. What a comfort that is. A great miracle in a wonderful way, but in a simple way. And all that Jesus did, he did for us, that we might have life. And of course, a greater miracle I hold before you now. The miracle of wine, yes, but not water into wine. The miracle of Christ himself. The miracle of his holy communion, where with the wine and the bread. So simple, isn't it? Again, the simplicity of it. The Lord Jesus comes with his real presence, his real body and blood, which was given and shed as the final, complete, satisfactory payment for all the sins of the world and for all of our sins. He comes in with and under the wine and the bread. And he said, I am with you. And with Jesus, our life becomes full, and we leave this place with renewed strength, with renewed faith, and with renewed confidence, knowing that we live in Christ. Yet, as the Apostle Paul said, we don't live, but Christ lives in us. And life, our life, married and otherwise, becomes the abundant life. Amen.